So, you know, a phrase that I never really understood is don't judge a book by its cover.
Okay, and why?
Like, I get what they mean behind it, but me as a person, I often judge books by their cover. And that helps me keep away from really bad TV shows. But also will lead me to certain TV shows that I think look good. I mean, because, you know, there is a certain quality to like how things are aesthetically presented to you. Because I will say that I'm more likely to pick up an album if the album art looks really cool. Sometimes it'll be bad, but that's on me. I was deceived.
That's my personal problem. I would really tend to agree with you. I often will actually judge literal books by their cover and be like, this is a cool cover, and then I'll pick it up and I'll read the inside, and if it sounds good, awesome, you know? So I agree. I think that things should be aesthetically pleasing, but that's just me.
I mean, there's also a certain quality to things that aren't per se presented very well. Because, I mean, sometimes we're like, oh, I like this ugly looking thing. Or this thing that looks really bad, i.e., Teen Wolf.
But like, it's still an aesthetic, you know? It's still what you're putting out there, so.
Exactly. So, I don't know why that was on my mind this week, but we were talking about shows that we watched this summer, and I definitely will say that that method does tend to help me not fall down the hole of a bad TV show.
That's I would tend to agree with that. I mean, sometimes you just get bad marketing, and that's, you know, that's what happens. But I mean, well, I don't know where you want to start here, because with our summer recap, as you put it. But I would say that Gossip Girl, it was a different show from what the marketing, kind of what I saw anyway. I was kind of un that was unexpected for me.
I can agree. I can agree with that. Just, I don't know. I thought all the marketing looked really bad. I was like, I don't know what type of show you're trying to present it this as, because from the stills I saw and what they were showing us from the ads, I was like, I don't know if this lines up with what you've been telling us the show is going to be, especially when like the creator would just randomly be like, oh, this is going to be a different type of show, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, is it though?
Is it though?
And in watching it, I'm like, yes, it is different. But I mean, kind of the same.
It's so to be clear, we're talking about the reboot here. We're talking about the 2021
HBO
new
Max original.
HBO Max new era of Gossip Girl. I have a lot to say here. So, namely that I will say off the you know, at the top, I did enjoy this more than I thought I was going to. You know, again, from the marketing and stuff, I was like, ugh. And just the stuff that I had been like hearing about it, like people were like, oh, this is the new woke Gossip Girl. And I was like, that sounds like a miserable experience and I hate it.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But I enjoyed the show itself more than I thought I would. Like, I really did. Because I think I was like texting you and I was like, oh, I'm gonna watch one or two episodes of it. And I ended up watching all six that are out right now. Which I think I think is the mid-season finale, right? Okay. So we're gonna get more at some point. I was confused about that.
I want to say November, maybe somewhere around that time frame. But yeah, I know when I first started watching this, in the first episode, I was like, first off, this is not what I first would have thought was going on. I also thought there was going to be way more drama from the way that they were setting it up, but a lot of it was like almost resolved by the end of the episode. I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, what's the overarc here?
Well, each episode is a fucking hour long, which I did not realize. I was like, holy shit. Why are we doing this? So maybe that's why it feels like that, because the episodes are so long, so they're like almost doing like episodic drama. I don't know. Like, some of it, I guess, carried through. I mean, okay, so let's just, how do you feel about the way that they are doing the concept of Gossip Girl in this series? Like, the whole teachers are doing it because they want the students to behave or whatever, and they're doing it through Instagram, and that's a whole plot of the show, is the teachers doing Gossip Girl. Like, how do you feel about the way that that's being done?
Okay, I think that was a very thin excuse for them to do that, yes, in my opinion, just because I was like, why would a bunch of adults do this? Even if you were being, like, bullied as a teacher, I feel like you can, I can't just be like, oh, you can just quit and get another job. But, I mean, at the same time, I'm like,
that's not true.
I know, it's true. But at the same time, I'm just like, is the pay really worth it to that extent to be, like, harassed? So, I mean, I get them being fed up and wanting to, like, revive Gossip Girl to do that, to, like, force them to behave. I understand it. Yeah. It just felt like a very thin excuse.
Yeah.
It made sense that someone in the sense of an outcast, like how, quote-unquote, Dan was, he would do, like, another student would do it or something. It would make more sense if another student were doing it, just because these popular kids think they can just do whatever they want. But it seems like everyone else at the school doesn't really pay that much attention to them. So I'm like, do people even care all that much? I'm like, they do certain scenes where they're all like, oh, Jillian, we love you, or something like that. But I'm like, do they really care? They don't seem like they care.
Yeah, it's very like fake, you know, like, oh, we love her, but we don't really care about her, like, kind of a thing. Yeah, yeah. I have to definitely agree with you. I did not at all buy that this was working in the way that they were like, yeah, it's working, they're starting to behave. And I'm like, I just don't buy that that would work. Like, I could almost see if they had, like, introduced this as a plot and then it started to backfire or something, but they, you know, like, I don't know. I was just like, also, like, it, to me, when you're like, when they're cutting back and forth between the kids, you know, the gang, the whatever you want to call them, and then they're cutting back and forth between them and the teachers, I like, every time we go back to the teachers, I'm like, this is so bad. Like, why are we doing this? Like, what? It's so, just to take the mystery out of Gossip Girl has just really sucked so much of the fun out of it. Like,
yeah.
And the teachers as characters are so fucking unlikable. Like, I want them to die. I'm like, I don't think
there's anyone who likes any of these teachers. Everyone talks about how they hate that one girl, the blonde bitch. Her voice is so annoying. I don't know what it is, but have you ever heard what's her name? Harley Quinn something. Kevin Smith's daughter.
Oh.
Have you ever heard her talk? No. She also kind of has a bit of an annoying voice. Like, she kind of, I don't want to, like, mimic her on air, but she has a very interesting voice. But the two of them, honestly, being trapped in a conversation with those two and, like, Sydney Sweeney, I think I would just, like, off myself.
Who's Sydney Sweeney?
The girl behind me from White Lotus.
Oh, the white bitch. Okay. I cannot wait till we get to her. Sorry, I do have things to say. Yeah. No, Tavi Jevonson, I think her name is, who plays Kate on Gossip Girl. I like her because I've followed her for a long time. She used to do an online blog called Rookie Mag that was for, like, teens. And she started it as a teen herself. And she's always been a cool, like, figure. But her acting, like, I've seen her act in other things. And I'm just like, girl, why you keep acting? Like, every time she's, like, you know, mad or upset on Gossip Girl, like, she just, I'm like, oh my god, what are we doing here? Like, why Why are you yelling like that? But anyway, I just, in general, I just feel like they were kind of, like, what they wanted to do was, like, okay, last time when we revealed the mystery, it was a total flop, and everybody always makes fun of it. So what we're going to do this time is completely take the mystery out of it so that we don't have to worry about the reveal, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that was kind of what they were going for, and it just is not working for me.
I know. Like, part of the intrigue of the whole show is, like, who's doing this? And I know that they're trying to still get that quality with, like, all the teens don't know who it is. They're like, who's Gossip Girl? Who are they doing? Like, who's doing this to us? But they kind of just, like, don't seem to care. They almost, like, accept Gossip Girl as a separate entity. And they're like, cool, we just need to be on Gossip Girl's side. Like, she's a brand. We're a brand.
Yeah, and maybe that's, like, maybe that's accurate of this new era in social media. Like, I do think they are doing well in a certain aspect of, like, we're doing this on Instagram and, like, the way that we're, you know, tying it to, like, Julian being an influencer and, like, stuff like that. I feel like they're accurately representing that for this new era of, like, teens and Gen Z, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, at the same time, like, they just don't seem to care who Gossip Girl is, just that she's talking about them. And I'm like, well, maybe that is accurate, but again, it takes the fun out of it. Like, that's the whole fucking thing of this show, and you have sucked the life out of that. So, I don't know. Those are kind of my general feelings on it, because the characters themselves, the teens, I feel like are somewhat interesting, but not interesting enough to hold the entire show on their backs without you also having this, like, fundamental part of what this show is.
Yeah.
And what it was. So.
I mean, they always had the parents in the original series, so I feel like they were trying to do that foil by having the teachers there. But I'm like, I don't know why we would care about them.
They still have the parents. There's still parents.
Exactly. And I'm kind of more interested in what the fucking parents are dealing with than these fucking teachers. So I'm like, why are you focusing on the wrong thing here? But, you know, I guess we just have to let go and let God with that one. Maybe
the dad, Zoya, right? Is that her name? The sister?
Oh my God. He's also super stiff. Like, what's up with that?
Oh my God. What is going? Every line, he's like, don't worry about that. You'll be fine. You're fine. You're so smart, Zoya. I love you. I'm like, what are you doing? Act. You're on television.
Acting. Girl, if we want to...
I'm acting.
If we're talking about fucking stiff acting, we have to talk about Aki. Like...
Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. I love Aki.
I do too.
I wish that he would have an emotion, because he fucking does. Like, but how do you feel about that,
Aki? He feels like a soulless automaton. That's really all it is. I think he's actually, what are those things from, like, fucking Star Trek that have, like, no emotions or whatever? Cylons or something?
Cylons. Yeah.
That's what he feels like.
I think he is a robot that his parents made, because they're super rich or whatever. No,
they're like, whoops, made a bisexual robot.
This is the future. No, the scene where his dad outed him on fucking live television, his dad was like, my son is gay. And then he literally was like, I'm bi. And I was like, I was crying laughing. It was so funny.
I know.
That was like peak. That was peak comedy right there. But his flat, emotionless face, like, I'm bi, and I was like, good for you.
I know, like, when he was talking to fucking Audrey and being like, I love you, I'm into you, I want to be with you. And everyone on Twitter was like, I believe him.
I believe him, I don't.
I don't know how anyone would have. If I were Audrey, I would have been like, okay, so do you want to meet this gay guy I guess I accidentally came here with?
This is my, you know that meme from, I think it's from Parks and Rec, where it's like, oh, this is my boyfriend, blah, and his boyfriend, blah. I'm like, that's literally this fucking love triangle. She's like, this is my boyfriend Aki and his boyfriend Max. Literally.
We're all dating. Okay. It's like, are you?
Yeah. We need to talk about them because I was like, why did it take us this long, like, this long for them to fuck? Obviously, that's what needed to happen from the beginning. Like, it was just, that was so drawn out. And, like, I was not, it did not feel like a satisfying payoff when we got to it.
It didn't. It felt long overdue. Like a book that had just been returned to the library after 5 years.
You owe me fees. And I think when we were texting, like, I was saying how I don't love Audrey as a character. I mean, she's fine.
She's, like, my favorite. That's so funny. I don't know how she became my favorite, but she just did because I'm like, you seem to be the only one who's kind of rational.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. She's really kind of the only one that's, like, has appropriate reactions to anything that's happening on this show at any point. But I feel like... Okay, here's what I'll say. I'm going to get into, like, the comparison to the old show, because I think that they're just literally doing the same exact character dynamics over again. Mm-hmm. And that's also pissing me off. Because I'm like, literally, Max, and what's the curly-haired guys? I don't forget.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, Obi.
They're literally Chuck and Dan. Over again. Yeah. They even look like them. Look at their faces.
Yeah.
They look like them. They're the almost the same character archetype, except the one guy's rich now. And then you have Audrey, who is Blair. You have Julian, who is Serena. You have the cronies, which are just the cronies. You know, they just transferred them from Blair to Serena. Mm. And then you have Aki, who's Nate, because Nate was also fucking emotionless. And then I guess Zoya is like, if Vanessa were Serena's half-sister. I don't know.
Oh, I was considering, like, her Ginny.
Oh, she is kind of Ginny. Yeah, you're right about that.
She feels like Ginny because, like, well, it's because Ginny fucking went away and wasn't there for the rest of the series.
Did forget about Ginny.
Because Taylor Momsen was like, bye. But yeah, like, when they first introduced Zoya, that was my first thought. I was like, so this is, like, she's definitely Ginny, because they're all like, ooh, she's cute and pop and now becoming interesting and popular and people want to talk about her and stuff. I'm like, that was literally Ginny. If she were a fashion designer, it would be nail on the head. But
right, true.
Instead, she's like, woke.
I was thinking more like she's poor. She's the poor one.
Yeah.
And then also the same love triangle dynamics with, like, Dan, Vanessa, Serena. You kind of are repeating themselves here. Mm. So, you know, in a way. So, yeah, that is kind of pissing me off, that it is basically, it's just the old character dynamics transferred onto these, like, new characters. Like, I'm like, I think that's why I kind of don't like Audrey, because in my head, she's just a lesser version of Blair. You know, I'm just like, they're trying to do Blair and they're just not doing it. Like, you can't do Blair again. Like, I don't know. It just, that is also really annoying me. And I feel like I said I enjoyed this show and now I'm just, like, shitting on it. But I did enjoy it. I think I'm more upset because I wanted to enjoy it more.
Yeah. You know? Like, when I first saw the promos and stuff of this, I was like, oh, I'm gonna love Monet. Hate her. I absolutely hate Monet. Mm. Just because she
has no soul.
Yes, she's just mad about everything. I'm like, why are you such a bitch? Look, I have no problem with someone being a bitch, but, like, you have to have your line. Like, if you're a bitch, you have to have, like, your line. And you're, like, most people, it's like, my line is, like, my ride or die friends, or, like, my one friend or whatever. But she has no loyalty to anyone. She was just like, psh, 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 psh. I'm gonna cut everybody off. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, they went too hard with her too fast. I was like, she has no motivation for anything that she's doing. We barely get to explore who she or the other girl are as a character.
Oh, yeah,
before
Luna.
You're just like, yeah, like, oh, they're a bitch. I'm like, okay, but what else? I don't, this is not, you know, I don't know. And then just the whole, like, everybody being so woke and wanting to, like, be a good person. I'm like, that's not what this show is about. Like, please. Like, I don't know. It makes sense for, like, Obi's character to be like, I'm like, okay, he's the woke one, right? But, like, they kind of try to make everybody, I don't know, like the Monet and what did you say the other girl's name was?
Luna.
Yeah, Luna. Like, they have a bunch of lines where they're like, yeah, fuck the patriarchy and, like, all this. And I'm just like, are teens saying that? Is that what we're doing
right now? I guess. Maybe.
I don't know. It falls so flat. I'm like, even if it's accurate to, you know, it. I don't know. It's not being done well.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no context for what teens are doing these days. I have no idea. I don't want to do a deep dive in try and figure out. But, you know, I'm just going to pretend that this is whatever, because at least the people on the timeline seem to be responding to it. But I don't know. I don't know how old they are. It's very hard to tell how old people are online anymore. Like, I can tell that they're young, but I'm not like, I'm like, are you like teenagers or are you like, I'm in college, but I'm like a sophomore freshman? I mean, they're still like technically teenagers, but like they're a little bit removed from that.
Yeah. They're not teen. They're not high school teens. Like, that's a different. I don't know. I saw this like think piece recently that was like talking about how teens aren't really watching television anymore. Like,
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah. It's like they're watching, like, you know, Twitch streams and TikTok and, you know, they're not watching shows. They're not, like, logging into HBO Max, I don't think.
Yeah. That's, like, a certain demographic.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, I don't know that teens are watching this show. I don't know that this show is for the current teen. But then why try to do that? I don't know.
Yeah. I guess to try and be current with, like, the timetable, but other than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No clue. But
I think I'm a little bit disappointed because the tone, I'm like, okay, either, like, be campy or be gritty.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you're kind of trying to do both and it's not working.
Yeah. I mean, it works for certain episodes, I feel like, but then there are other ones where I'm like, what? Like, I know the finale, I was just like, wow, this escalated very quickly.
Yeah.
Which was fun. I was just like, and then the episode was over.
Wait, you mean the back-to-back and then...
Yeah, because, well, I was trying to avoid spoiling anything, but that whole, like...
Oh, sorry. Spoilers. Go watch it. I don't care.
Exactly. No, that fucking...
I'll just bleep that whole part.
It's just, this part has been redacted.
Redacted.
Now, that whole scene where they were, like, basically in a war zone, I'm like, what's going on?
Oh. Yeah, and, like, again, it's like, oh, the protests and the, you know, and I'm just like, okay, I guess. I don't know. Like,
it was pretty wild. Sure. And then the whole sex tape thing, I was like, oh my God.
Right. Well, yeah, I hope that when it comes, because I'll continue to watch it. Like, I absolutely am.
I'm kind of hooked. I love terrible things. I mean, we watched all of The Order. It's,
but like, I don't know. There's, to me, like, there's certain things where it's like, it's terrible, but it's like, not trying to like be anything else. Like, it feels like with this show, there's, like, something that they're trying to say. There's, like, there's messages that they're trying to get out there. And I'm just like, I don't like that part.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch that. I don't want to be fucking lectured to. But anyway.
I just have to laugh. Oh, did you catch that little bit about Georgina's son who was helping Zoya? Oh,
God.
That was so funny.
That really was so funny. The fact that she had a gigantic... Like, Zoya was, like, looking at the photos on the wall of, like, Georgina and whatever. And that was like, oh, this is Georgina's son. Okay, we get it. Whatever. And then there was that gigantic framed photo of Blair's face. So fucking funny. It was just, like, clearly a screen cap from the show, from the original show, of Blair Waldorf with, like, her signature headband look. Just, like, a framed photo of that. I was like, why?
Like, they couldn't get, like, a promo photo or something.
Or something. Like, it was so funny. And it was huge. It was this huge photo. Oh, my God.
I love when production design goes crazy.
I love production design, man. It makes it.
I definitely feel like the Gossip Girl account will be hacked at some point during this season.
Yeah. I could definitely see that. Like, there's definitely going to be, you know, fun tech stuff, like, with, you know, oh, it's going to get hacked, or they're, like you said, they're going to get doxxed, or, you know, like, blah, blah. There's going
to
be...
I just want it to like get to a point where they don't know who Gossip Girl is anymore because someone took the account.
Yeah, I would like if that happened. I mean, if they went in that direction, that would be cool. Because it's like, oh, we started out thinking we knew who Gossip Girl was, but now we don't. But again, it just really seems like they don't care about that part in this reboot.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to all do all this other stuff. Like, we fucking care who Kate Kellerman is going to fuck. I don't fucking care about that.
Her and Zoya's dad are going to have very bland, emotionless sex.
They absolutely are. Like, you know that's going to happen.
He'd be like, I'm really into you, Kate. She's like, I am into you as well. Robots talking to each other. Anyway, moving on to White Lotus.
We'll come back to that once the rest of the
season comes out.
Yeah.
So White Lotus.
Okay, White Lotus. Huge pause.
You're gonna have to edit that out.
So I will not. I'll leave it in. I'm gonna put music there. yeah. So White Lotus. Jumping on over to another HBO Max original. Like I said, I've been up HBO Max's ass lately.
Yeah.
My television watching. But yeah. Why don't you start? Because this is your background this week. So
yeah,
I feel like you enjoyed it.
I did actually. Now there's been like this weird stream of like, I guess, resort or retreat media right now, because there is The White Lotus. There's this other show on Fox called Fantasy Island. And
oh, right.
Then there's that Hulu series, Nine Perfect Strangers.
Right.
So it's like, I'm trying to figure out why all of these things are coming out around the same time. It's very strange. But
probably because of COVID. Like, people are like, oh, we can't go anywhere, so we're going to watch people go somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
And maybe it's easier to film, you know? It's like, oh, we can all get tested and be in this one spot, and, you know, we don't have to go to a million different locations or fly anywhere. We can just, like, come here, get tested. You know, maybe, I don't know.
I mean, you make a valid point.
I'm, like, blaming COVID for a lot of things these days.
I mean, you make a good point. So,
yeah.
I'm going to go with that. But I like...
We solved it. We solved the mystery.
I'm going to go with that because that sounds the most rational to me.
Yeah.
Other than just a conspiracy of them all putting them out at the same time. They're like, oh, are you going to do a retreat thing? I'm going to do one too. Because that's what it kind of seems like. The White Lotus to me is definitely the superior one of the three, because I mean, you know, the other two are doing what they're doing. I have my thoughts on Nine Perfect Strangers, but they're not very pleasant. So
I saw the commercial and I was like, not interested.
I mean, I wasn't interested either, but you know, one of our friends has pushed me into watching it, I guess. And now we're just continuing to watch it. And I'm like, I feel nothing for this. Nicole Kidman is giving me... I mean, Nicole Kidman is giving me Nicole Kidman, which is fine.
Sure.
That's what it is, but the rest of the show is very much, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like The White Lotus, which is, this is a comedy drama versus, like, drama thriller, I guess, which is what the other one is. And then Fantasy Island is really more of just a, I guess that would also be kind of like a comedy drama, but it's really lighthearted. It feels more like a 2000s movie, like Bedazzled adjacent.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I thought Fantasy Island was a reality show until you texted me about it. And I was like, wait, is that not like a...
I thought it was, you know, too. I thought it was going to be too, but it is not.
Okay, interesting.
But, yeah. White Lotus is definitely, like, way funnier because, you know, it's like that HBO dramedy humor.
Yes.
I was very intrigued by all of the characters. Well, the first episode I wasn't all that into. I was like, I had to give it another episode. But by episode two, I was like, okay, I'm into this.
Yeah.
But the characters are a lot more interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, they laid their their plot lines out really well in this show. Mm-hmm. Like, the way that, all the characters, like, kind of devolved, I would say, as the show went on. Like, they laid it out very nicely, like, in a way where it was like, okay, they're going to appear one way when you see them in the beginning, and then by the end, you're going to completely have a different view of them.
Yeah, it was very much the hero's journey.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah, I mean, I think we can all agree that Jennifer Coolidge was the star of this vehicle.
Yeah.
She really shined in this one. And I think I had texted this to you. They literally, it seemed like they had, like, let her improv.
I feel like the one where she said, that Chayez is taken, that was full on improv.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To that hot guy?
Yeah. That Chayez is taken. I'm like, that what now?
She really was too funny the whole time. Yeah, I loved her story with the spa lady the best. Like, that was probably the most interesting plot line to me because I was like, okay, you have a very morally pure character, and then just put her up against this, like, insane juxtaposition of Jennifer Coolidge's character was just, like, so funny.
Just the chaos of her coming in and being like, oh, I'm going to help you with all of your dreams, and then being like, well...
Yeah. Which, like, obviously, she was, like, that wasn't going to happen, but...
I know.
You know. It was fun to watch it all unfold. Yeah, so should we talk about the family? Because this is your background, and I definitely have thoughts on that whole thing.
Yeah. So, the one plot line that I definitely wanted to happen was Armand fucking the dad. I really wanted that to happen. I wanted to come full circle... with that whole him finding out his dad was gay and then having his first gay experience. I wanted all that to happen. But, it didn't. And I'm a little sad.
Yeah, that storyline kind of felt like it didn't pay off. The him finding out his dad was gay. Like, I was like, it felt like it didn't pay off unless he and Armand fucked. Like,
yeah,
because he obviously was always going to go back to the wife. Like, it's not like he was going to leave the wife or anything. But it just felt like that, I was like, for him to go through all that and then have it go nowhere, like, I was like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It was very, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I did like this show, but then I look back at it, there are certain aspects where I'm just like, yeah, these things didn't, like, go anywhere or do anything. So I'm just like, there were just, like, things that happened, which I mean... Yeah. I guess that is more like life, but I'm like, I'm not watching life, I'm watching television, so.
Yeah, that is one thing I have a comment about this show in general is, like, it did feel like when we got to the end, it was just like, oh, okay, why did we watch all that then? Which, like, I understand that they were trying to do this whole, like, people don't really change, and we all, you know, like, we think... You know, it's like that whole experience of, like, going somewhere new and thinking, oh, my God, this is going to change me. This is going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you get back to your real life and it's not like that at all. Like, it's just life. It just happens. Like, it's, you know. And I understood that. But at the same time, like you said, it's television. Mm. Like, we do want to see a conclusion to stuff. It does, like, you can still have that same message and, like, have it all pay off in the end. Yeah. You know?
Because so. I felt like it made more sense for, like, the family for that to happen, because those types of people seem like, it felt like they were trying to say something specific about these types of affluent families where it's, yes, like,
yeah,
they understand what's going on, but are either tone deaf or completely oblivious to how it affects other people, or don't even care, mm-hmm. and just go back to living their lives. And I'm like, I got that, and that's fine. So that was a fine storyline and bookend for them, because, like, the whole brother didn't want that for himself. He wanted to do something else. So
that was so funny when he just ran off at the end.
I know. And then they're just like, he has no phone. So they're just like, my teenage son is somewhere out in Hawaii.
I guess he's on the ocean somewhere. I don't know. He's like, good luck, bitches. He's finding me.
Dies in the ocean. Which I thought might happen. I thought that would be a really funny plot point. But
that would.
So I was totally fine with that happening for the family, but for, like, all these other things, I mean, Jennifer Coolidge her character did change a bit, because she at least, like, had some sort of realization, and, like, it wasn't great for homegirl working at the spa, yeah. But
yeah,
you know, she at least had some sort of realization where she was like, a lot of relationships in my life are, like, transactional, so I don't want to, like, do that for the rest of my life. But yeah. At the same time, were they still going to be friends after she left? So I'm like, what do you mean?
No. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I think that's, like, I think that they were trying to do that. I think they were trying to do the same exact plot line for all of the guests. Mm. You know, it was like, because all the guests were, like, basically rich white people. And they were like, yeah, trying to say exactly what you said, like, that whole thing of, like, we're affluent and we think we understand what's going on, but we're just going to go back to our lives and everything's going to be fine. Like, and I was like, okay, I get this. I just feel like it wasn't satisfying. And if that's what you were trying to do, then congratulations, you did it. But as far as, like, watching television, it just wasn't satisfying.
Yeah. I was really mad at, Alexandria Daddario's character for going back. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, she went through all that and then was just like, I'll be happy. I'll stay with you. Yeah. I'm like, he's terrible. Like,
because he killed someone? Like, that's what, like, really? Like, I don't know.
Oh, was that her rationale? I guess.
Yeah, because I think she, like, it was supposed to be like, I don't know. He had a whole, like, because of that whole incident, like, if he hadn't killed Armand accidentally, she would have left him. But because he had that thing happen to him, she was like, oh my God, what, you know, what's going to happen if I leave him? Like, she was that much more scared to leave him.
Oh, which makes, like, even less sense to me, because
I think that's
what really pissed me off is I'm like, so you're telling me that he killed this man. And he is just in the airport walking around.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would want to know I was on the plane with a murderer who is just walking around. Like, it's one thing if you're, like, a serial killer and no one knows or whatever. Like, yeah. You're like, oh, I'm Jeffrey Dahmer. People don't know I have, like, 8 people buried in my backyard. That's different than, like, oh, I literally murdered someone who's being loaded onto the bottom of this plane. And, mm-hmm. like, in the first episode, this fucking one couple is just sitting there chatting with him. I'm like, how would they feel if they knew that, oh, yeah, he murdered that guy who's being loaded into our plane? They would not be cool. They would not be cool with that. And I'm like, that would have been another level to add to that, because I'm like, as affluent white people, it's like, they don't want to be around, like, a murderer. Even if they are another affluent white person, they're like, hi, you've now been ostracized.
Yeah. Like, I did. I was like, okay, he. I guess the cops just believed him that it was an accident. Like, I don't know. It just that all seemed to wrap up very quickly. With like, I was like, but he still killed him. Doesn't he still get charged with something or something? Like, isn't there a whole thing? Like, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. The law works. It really doesn't matter if it was accidental or not. You would still, like, be booked. Like, you could get out on bail, but they would still have to book you.
Yeah, I guess he just got out on bail really fast. No, because they didn't even book him. Yeah, there was, like, a whole scene after Armand died that was, like, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to, like, fall into the plot of this, the actual plot of this show, because I don't think that was the point, but still.
Yeah, but again, that's why I'm like, some of the show, like, when you start to think too much about it, it's like, this doesn't make any fucking sense. But it's very much a character study in that regard, because it's more about these characters and saying whatever commentary they're saying about the characters or these types of people versus, like, the actual story. And I'm like, but you have to worry about both, especially if you're going to do a TV show. Now, if it were a movie, that would be different.
Yeah, and I like a character study. Like, I love a character-heavy, you know, drama or comedy or whatever you're trying to do. But you still, again, it's the whole, like, conclusion of it. Like, if, I don't know, I feel like especially if you're doing a character study, it has to have a satisfying conclusion of, like, where the characters began and where they ended. I don't know.
Yeah. This show has a lot of, like, wild moments that kind of distract you from that point. But, because, like,
the whole... Yeah, like, the ass eating.
And then Armand shitting.
Yeah, that was fucking funny. That was, like, probably my favorite moment of the show, because I really was shocked. Like, I really was like, holy shit, he did that.
I know. For me, the show ended right when Armand died. I was like, wow, and roll credits. Everything after that, completely ridiculous. True. I'm like, I don't need any of that wrap-up, because all that wrap-up does is make me mad at every single one of you people. And the most at Alexandria Daddario. I would have left his ass so much, I would have been singing like a canary testifying. I'm like, if y'all want me to not testify, you're going to have to pay me.
Yeah.
And then I would start my own fucking journalist, whatever the fuck she wanted to do. Newspaper, blog, whatever. Yeah. Instagram.
Anyway. I do think that, like, this is like a larger comment about certain shows, but there's this whole trend, and it's very prevalent in, like, prestige television and, like, movies, like, where it's like, we want it to feel realistic. And it's like, yes, I get that, but you're still writing a story.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's like, you can walk the line. You can walk the line between realistic and fiction. Like, you can do that. It's been done. So, my other, like, only big comment is that I felt like the plot between the girls, I was like, okay, so they're jealous of each other? Like, I don't know. I was just kind of like, snore.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, you have two really interesting female characters, and then you did the age-old trope of they're jealous of each other. Like, I was like, this is so boring. Make them be lesbians or something. I don't know. Like, I was so bored.
I mean, I thought they were for a minute. Like...
Yeah, I did too, because she got so mad about the guy, and I was just like, oh, okay, this is interesting. But then, again, like, we didn't really see a payoff with that. It was just that she was like, no, I want him too. And I was like, all right.
Oh, no, sure. I don't think Sydney Sweeney's character wanted him too. I think she was just like, I don't know, because they alluded to the fact that she slept with her boyfriend previously, and I'm like... Because of why, I guess she was just like, I was jealous of you not paying attention to me, so I fucked your boyfriend. And I'm like, okay, so you are a lesbian?
Well, yeah, no, I don't, like, if that was what they were trying to go for with that, I think it was subtext, because, like, what I got from it was, like, literally what her friend said to the Hawaiian guy that she was like, she just like, she's okay with me until I have something that she doesn't. Like she the Sydney Sweeney just wants to be the rich friend with everything. And mm-hmm. she has that other girl as her friend because she feels better about having everything. Because she's like, oh, this is my like brown friend, you know, like, and I feel like that's what I got out of it was like, she literally just like uses her as like her token friend.
I know. But then at the same time, I'm like, but what does that say about you that you know what this is and you're just like cool with it and like
mm-hmm.
riding the boat, but then also yeah. want to say other shit in the background. Yeah. I guess that's also part of what the commentary was trying to be, but that felt very weird, especially coming from a white lens, because this is written by a white men. So that's
true.
A very strange commentary.
True. And just the whole thing of her being like, oh, steal from them, steal back from them. And like, and I was like, girl, you're American. Like, just because you're brown doesn't like, you know, excuse you from that narrative of being like a tourist in somebody else's land. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was very much like we didn't even explore what her race was, like, or anything with her backstory or character. It was just like she was like, I'm brown too, so I understand. And I was like, well, you don't understand his particular story. Like, I'm like, the Hawaiian culture is like, that's a whole thing there about, you know, the tourism and stuff like that. So I don't know. That just read really odd to me yeah, as well.
I agree.
So, I don't know.
Very strange. I don't know. Good show, but...
But it was good. Yeah. It was a good show.
Good show, good. But these were thoughts.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's why we're here. I did enjoy it. I loved Armand. I think he was amazing, shitty gay representation.
He was my favorite. He's the best. Like, him and yeah. Jennifer Coolidge. They could do no definitely, wrong for me. 100%. Well, except for
the
fact
stars.
That Armand was abusing his power by that. And I was like, is Dylan a teenager? No, I don't think so. Because he had like a giant tattoo, so.
No, I don't think okay. he was a teenager. But no, I mean, that's what I mean by shitty gay representation. Yeah. Like, I love when it's like, you know, queer or like POC or like whatever, like representation. But then that character doesn't have to be, like, morally pure just because they're
yeah.
that. Like, they're also a shitty person. You know, like, they also have flaws. Like, I love to see that because I'm, like, too often we, you know, we get served, like, oh, they're this, but they're so good and we love them so much. And it's like, well, everybody's human. That's the yeah. point. We're all here on this shitty fucking earth together, like. That's the point.
Exactly. So. Have you seen The Good Place?
Anyway, I'm done. I'm
but done speaking yelling. Of shitty characters, like, do you want to talk about Never Have I Ever?
Yeah. Yeah, let's.
So that's kind of like one of the things I love about Davey's character on Never Have I Ever is she is not a morally good character at all. She is pure chaos no. and definitely just like,
yeah.
you know, I'm gonna learn through my actions. So, but yeah. I will say that this season, I was so fucking mad at her. I'm like, girl, you are gonna have to calm down. You are literally ruining your own life and then being like, why is it like this?
See, that's so funny because that's how I felt mm-hmm. last season. This season, I was like, yes, girl, go. I was like, destroy your
maybe
life.
Maybe you were just used to it.
Like, I was... Maybe I felt like she was better developed this season or something. I was here for it. I was like, okay, I get this character now. Like, I feel like last season, it was pissing me off because we, like, weren't... Like, she was just doing all this destructive stuff and we, like, the plot itself wasn't dealing with it in a way that was, like, good. But I felt like this season, we, like... got to a good balance of where she was like, I don't know. They had a little bit more stuff about the grief and like that sort of stuff, which like, I think this is a great yeah. teen show. Like, I think last time we talked about it, I may have judged it a little too harshly because it is a teen show. Like, this is for teens. And I would want, if I had a daughter or whatever, like I would want her to watch it because the characters are really allowed to be flawed in a good way. And I like it.
I agree with that. Especially in season two, they definitely kind of mastered that with a lot more of the characters. Because, like, I feel like in season one, they were kind of trying to make Davey more of, like, the chaotic person who does a lot of things that are detrimental to her own life. Whereas, like, the other characters were just trying to, like, figure themselves out. Because, I mean, like, with the one friend, she was trying to come out of a closet. And then the other friend was, like, dealing with the abandonment of her, like, mom type of thing. And then in season two, they kind of had them, like, they had the one friend dealing with her, like, now being out and, like, how to navigate being gay. And then the other friend being, like, oh, I'm in a, like, controlling relationship with a toxic person.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like, I liked the friends too, like the I felt like we got more focus on the friends this season too, which was good. Like, it wasn't just all about Davey, and
there was a good balance this season of doing all of these different characters. So,
yes, I agree, and it was so much more fun to me.
Still
to
hate the one guy, the white guy. Still hate him.
I don't necessarily hate him. I just like. I don't know.
He does nothing for me, at all.
It's just, to me, it's so obvious that, like, that's who she's going to end up with. So when she's with the other guy, it's kind of like, all right, I guess we get
it. Yeah, it kind of just takes the adventure or, like, the romance almost out of it, because they seem to try and, like, well, I guess it's part of it where they put, like, the romance in there and then immediately take the wind out of the sails and being like, he showed up in the middle of the night so that no one would see him sneaking, like, coming to your house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's obviously not the guy for her. And they keep trying to, like, do things to his character that are, like,
to make him the guy.
Oh, he's this. Yeah. Oh, he's this. He's actually, like, this. Oh, he's nice to his sister and stuff. And I'm just like, okay.
See, I would have been totally fine with that if they had. I feel like they should have done a bit more of that in the first season than now, because now it feels like they're trying to make up for it too much. And
they did a little bit of it in the first season. It's like, especially with the sister, but yeah, they definitely were overcorrecting a little bit more in this season. Like, with the whole, like, he breaks his arm and then he has to, you know, get good grades and, oh, they bond over that. Like, I was like, yeah, but obviously they're still in a good match. Like,
I know. I kind of almost want them to be, just because I do hate the other guy so much and they haven't given me a third option yet. And I'm like, I need another option. Bring me an Indian boy or something.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, maybe season three will have an Indian boy. Yeah, because
Davey's still trying to, like, reconcile being Indian in general, because, you know, in the first season she's so, like, ashamed of it and whatnot, and now she's kind of looping around to it because she didn't even want the Indian friend, and then she ended up being cool. Like, the way that she was so jealous of her being cool girl, and I'm like,
I know. I mean, I really liked her, the other Indian friend. I mean, the fact that they, like, she was, like, heavily featured, and then she started dating Ben, and then they were like, well, she's in the background.
Also, I'm like, what the fuck is this appeal of this white dude? There is not, what is the appeal? I'm not getting it. Like, he clearly has a type. He's like, I love some Indian girls, but literally, what is the draw of him?
I don't know.
It must be the fact that he has money.
Yeah, he is rich. I don't know. The gay storyline this season, I took a little bit of issue with.
Okay.
Because I was like, okay, are we just saying that, like, gays do nothing but, like, quote, pop culture? Like, it felt weird to me that it was like she was trying to fit in with the girlfriend and her, you know, cool queer friends. And it was like, her problem was not the, it was like, her problem was not of her actually coming out or whatever. It was like, I don't understand pop culture references and that's all they do. And I was like, what are we saying here?
Yeah, I think they were trying to do that whole there's no one way to be gay type of thing, because I've noticed that a lot in, I've noticed a lot in a couple of different shows where they're like, especially teen shows or whatever, where they're like, just because you're gay doesn't mean you have to be like really into pop culture or anything like that. It's like, there are a lot of us who, or a lot of gays who don't do that, or like just read books or something. So there's no one way to be gay. But you can just be different.
Where is this stereotype coming from that like all gays do is talk about pop culture? I don't understand that at all. I'm like, are you perhaps just thinking of RuPaul's Drag Race and that's the only frame of reference you have? Like, I don't, it just, it reads really weird to me that that is like a stereotype.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I really don't.
I mean, I'm sitting here. We literally have a podcast about television, but, you know, I'm like, I've met so many, you know, I know so many queer people with so many varied interests. I've never been like, oh, gays love pop culture. Like, I'm like, no, teens love current culture. And I don't know. It was just very, it was a strange storyline to me.
Because, I mean, they're nerdy.
And I don't understand why that's
I know. Because the thing is she's
don't get it.
She's, I mean, her character in and of itself is just a very unique character because she's super into, like, nerdy stuff. And I'm like, that's a subsection of just the population in general. And then when you add gay on top of that, you're, like, basically a unicorn. Because, like, we all know gays don't do math and they can't drive. So...
That's so true. That's so true. I'm terrified every time I get in my car.
And I have road rage.
And I have road rage. That's your Real Housewives intro.
I think because also I watched that show, Generation, on HBO Max, and I feel like there was maybe a storyline on there about it. But I think that's like a new thing with coming out. It's like not knowing how to be gay because they're like, I've seen a bit of it on like social media and stuff like that and whatnot, and I feel like that is becoming like a common thing of like not knowing, like, I'm not like super gay or whatever. I'm just like, okay, there are a lot of people who aren't super gay, but you know, you don't have to like fashion or makeup or whatever, because I mean that's only a subset of people,
right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just feels to me like one of those things that's like, if you're not gay, don't write that type of storyline. Like, you know, there's other things you can do. I'm like, and I'm also not saying if you're straight, don't write gay people. That's absolutely not. It's just like, there are plenty of things. There are plenty of ways you could have done that storyline that were not that. Yeah. So
honestly, those are that whole storyline's. That whole storyline in general, that's media's fault. Because they were the ones who only presented, like, gays as, like, super femme and whatnot.
So, yeah, exactly.
Now they have to correct the issue and they're saying all kinds of weird shit.
True. And I guess it's kind of like, you know, it's like, okay, now you're creating these gay characters that are, like, really diverse and cool and have different interests. Which is great, but then you're still doing the age-old trope of, like, oh, she's the only one who's like this. All the other gays are weird and love, you know, Lady Gaga. It's like, I don't know. I don't vibe with it, bro. I don't vibe with it. Like, if you're gonna make a cool, diverse gay character, just leave it be. Leave it be. That's great. I am so glad you've done that.
Exactly. That'll do way more for representation than like pointing at it and being like, See, this is different.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is my thoughts there.
Yeah. That being said, I did love, like, the Cricket Queen tiaras. Those were cool.
Oh, yeah. Those were cool. I was like, what high school is doing this much amount of work? But, okay, cool. I thought that was cool. I also loved her little suit that she had on before she changed.
Like, into the, like, ugly outfit.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, I guess she's like, she wants to be who she is. But I was like, that was a cool fucking suit.
Exactly.
I was like, just let her wear the cool suit. She doesn't have to have makeup and shit on.
I know. Like, see, I didn't agree with that as well, because she was all like, I'm part of this I'm part of the STEM team or whatever. And I'm like, okay, but there is a time and a place, and this is a formal fucking dance. You were supposed to wear an actual outfit, not your goddamn work clothes. Do you see anyone else in here wearing khakis? No. Like, I get that you want to be proud of yourself, but that's not what we're doing. That would be like showing up to a funeral or something, like, in your AutoZone work outfit. It's like,
I'm imagining you yelling this at the character. It's so funny. It's so true, though. It's like, you know, you should have just, like, let her, like, dress up and have fun. You don't it doesn't have to be one way. That's the thing. Like,
she could have worn like a dressier version of that or something. That outfit was sequins.
Have her wear the suit, but, like, she doesn't have to have the whole fancy makeup and hair thing that she had going on. Like, she could just be, like, herself and then just be wearing a cool suit. Like,
exactly. Isn't that, like, the whole point of being a lesbian? You get to, like, effortlessly wear a suit and not wear makeup and be like, I'm cool.
That is correct. That is exactly. That's correct. Yeah, so now that I've ranted about that particular storyline for 15 minutes. I also really liked the cousins. I liked where we ended up with her, but at the same time I was like, well, wait, didn't she and this guy agree to date for a little bit before they arranged marriage?
I want to say they did, like, last season, because she was all like, I don't want to get married too soon. Yeah. And he was like, me either, I'm afraid. But then they, like, liked each other, so that was the whole thing.
Yeah, but then they, like, they were dated. It just seemed like it happened really fast.
Also, does the previous boyfriend not come back, I guess? Did she break up with him?
Oh, the other guy? Yeah, I think she cut off of him.
Well, that's a little sad. I kind of liked him.
But... now she's gonna end up with the Indian teacher.
I know. I feel like they just keep introducing new dudes for her. Just be like, oh, she doesn't know what she wants. Let's add a new guy.
No, I did like her. I liked her work plot line, though. I thought that was good. Like, I thought that was well done. Because I was like, yeah, that's probably accurate for, like, how women in STEM are fucking treated like shit.
I feel like that's just the women in the office storyline in general. It's like, these assholes keep stealing my work.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think those were my thoughts on it. I really enjoyed this season.
I did too.
I'm glad it's getting a season 3.
I know, because she's like, what, is she a junior now? Was she a junior?
I guess they're junior. But was that not prom? What did they go to?
I think that was junior prom. Maybe. Okay. Either that or homecoming.
Why did they, do you crown people at junior prom? Maybe. Oh, maybe it was homecoming. I don't know. I get so confused. I feel like shows do this all the time where they, like, just have to come up with, like, an event for the characters to go to. So they, like, make up all these, they're like, oh, the winter dance. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I remember the winter dance. You, like, go for an hour, you drink stale punch, and then you go to your friend's house and you play Xbox for 5 hours.
And then your mom comes and picks you up.
Yeah, literally. I was like, this is not what high school dances are like. But, you know, I get it. It's still.
Yeah, just bringing more entry. I think it was homecoming. That would make more sense. But again, I think they are juniors.
Yeah, because that's where you get crowned. Well, no, you also have prom kings.
Yeah.
And queen. I don't know. I don't know. Girl, I don't know. They made it up. They were like, it's a dance.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I guess the only other thing that I wanted to talk about that we watched, or at least I watched this, because I don't think you watched it, was iCarly, because that did come on this whole summer. And
iCarly. Yeah, I just didn't get a chance to, like, log into Paramount Plus. So, yeah, I just didn't get there. Like, if it had been on Netflix or something, I would have watched it. But it's just, like, the energy for, like, going to a completely another streaming service, I just don't have right now.
So. I feel you on that. Yeah, I liked it. It was good. The reboot was fun.
Okay.
Carly has decided to revive her iCarly channel or whatever.
Okay.
Because who knows what she was doing before that. I don't know. But she now has this pansexual roommate, Harper. Mm-hmm. I think it's her name, Harper. Love her. She's so fun. She brings, mm-hmm. like, a lot of the similar chaotic energy of Sam. But mm-hmm. it's definitely very different. Because, you know, Sam was, like, very physical.
I loved Sam.
I know. Everything she did, it was a lot of physical humor, I feel like. But yeah. Harper is definitely more, like, of situations and shit that she gets herself into.
Gotcha.
So is Freddie this... is divorced.
Freddie's divorced?
Twice divorced.
Oh my god. What the fuck? Wait, how old are they supposed to be in this?
I think they're supposed to be in their mid to late 20s. So, like, okay. And 26, he's... 27, something like that.
He's divorced twice already?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's so funny. That's so funny. Yeah, didn't you say he has a kid?
Yeah, from his previous marriage. Millicent? Like, her name is, like, Millicent or something like that? I don't know. Really, honestly, they have been naming kids in some of these things, like, really weird names. And I get that they're trying to be like, oh, people are naming their kids weird things these days. But I'm like, these aren't names. These...
Wait, is like, is it Millicent? Because that is a name.
Oh, it is?
It's just a very old-fashioned, it's what Millie came from.
Oh, like, then yes.
Yeah, okay.
Then yeah, that
I
was
have
the
a,
name.
I had a great aunt. Her name was Millicent, yeah.
That does not sound like a name to me.
It's just very old-fashioned. It's from literally like the 1800s, that's why. That's really funny. So I guess they're like still continuing his whole like nerd thing. That's probably why. Yeah.
And then, now that I just also randomly wanted to bring up that I did watch the He's All That movie. And okay. Why was Addison Rae's name in that movie Padgett? Padgett. Like P-A-D-G-E-T-T.
I did Padgett. See that. Somebody I follow on Instagram was like, I've never heard of this name Padgett before. And then a bunch of people were like, Padgett Brewster, duh.
Who the fuck is that?
You don't know Padgett Brewster?
No.
She's a queer icon.
I know Punky Brewster.
I don't think she's actually queer, but she... you probably would recognize her if you saw her face.
Eh, kind of, sort of. Oh, yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
But getting back to iCarly, Who else is back? Spencer? Spencer's pretty much the same. He's just now, his career is a bit more successful, so he has, like, more money. But they already lived in a nice apartment, so I'm like, you have to be making a lot of money.
Yeah, that apartment was tight. That was, like, the fucking coolest apartment. So wait, is this a show, is this for teens still, or is this, are we, like, rebooting it for an older audience?
So, it was rebooted for an older audience, I feel, because it's mm-hmm. still, it's not in the, like, silly teen realm that it was before. There's a lot more of, like, adult situations, per se. I don't want to say adult situations, because it's not like, you know, Carly gets an abortion or goes to buy Plan B or something. It hasn't been anything like that. But it's very much like... adult, but still, like, PG. So it feels like adult, but it's still aimed at a younger audience, if that makes sense.
Okay. That's kind of the impression that I got.
Like, One Day at a Time, minus the laugh track.
Mm, Oh, there's no laugh track?
I don't think there is.
There wasn't there on the original iCarly? Because they all those shows had laugh tracks. That and like Drake and Josh and
yeah,
they all did.
I don't think it has a laugh track. I don't remember one.
Interesting. Yeah, I definitely do want to watch this at some point because I'm just interested in this reboot. It seems like such a random reboot to do.
Yeah.
It's
good, but it's hard to put my finger on like exactly what this would you would aim that or call this.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Maybe like if you'd seen Call Me Cat on Fox, this is kind of like that.
Yeah. Right. So it's like a sitcom for, you know, regular adult television. Yeah.
Yeah, like an adult sitcom. I guess that would be what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Because I forget what adult sitcoms are actually like, but they are kind of still PG-esque.
Yeah, because they run on, you know, daytime television, so.
Yeah. They're not risque. Very King of Queens or something like that.
And they still have, like, it's like you still have adult humor, but you can't, like, show anything too heavy.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yes. It would just be adult sitcom. Very much, what was that Freeform show? Baby Daddy?
Oh, with, what is her name?
Oh, Chelsea something. The blonde girl from, like, Disney. She was also in the Bratz movie.
That iconic classic.
Yeah.
Bratz movie.
But yeah, I feel like that's pretty much it for, like, our recap. What are we going to do next episode?
The New Adventures of
But I would have to, again, I would have to watch the whole thing. I'm somewhere in the first season.
I know. I unfortunately watched all 5 seasons of it for some reason. Yeah, we'll do that eventually. But yeah, I don't know. We have some good stuff coming out, I feel like, right? Like stuff is like, because it's almost, you know, it's like we're in the fall premiere.
Yeah, like
kind of.
Whatchamacallit season's coming back. TV premiere, fall premiere season or whatever.
Right, yeah. Right. So yeah, we have some good stuff.
I know. Girl, this season of Riverdale isn't even over yet, and
oh boy.
It's coming back in October.
Wait, did Nancy Drew ever come back?
Yeah, season 2 is on HBO Max. I'm still trying to finish that.
Is it really? Okay. Maybe I'll watch that. Although I feel like I'll have to wait till like October, because that's a fun, spooky one.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. This season's got a lot of things going on. I don't know.
I will definitely watch that eventually. No promises. But yeah, we will. We have options.
Yes. As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.